Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
And once again, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Have you had the opportunity to lead someone to Christ, to witness to them of the saving grace of the Lord? That you would start with maybe a gospel tract, listening to them of their need? Have you had the opportunity to do a good work for the Lord in the name of Christ, on the merit of Christ, and to do it that he might get the glory, and to do that work and not make others have to answer to you, or to try to make others aware of the fact that they owe you something? Have there been times of your service to the Lord, for the Lord? Many times we will do service for the Lord, and we're doing them for ourselves. And that often is the case when people are saying, you know, we're doing this for the Lord. But put my name down there, please. What we want to do by the grace of God is to do a work for the Lord that the Lord might receive the glory. When we do our giving, we do it quietly because we want to do it for the Lord. We want to bring glory to the name of the Lord. He has shown his great love to us while we were dead in sins and trespasses, caring not for God, not for his Son, not for the great sacrifice and the offering which Christ did make, caring not for that. And yet the Lord loved us first. He redeemed us unto himself, washed us in his own precious blood, and made us accepted in the Beloved. Now, we ought to be willing to take his message to this lost and dying world. Now, some will be angry that you would dare talk to them, and some will become angry to the sense of saying, why, you think you're perfect. No, I didn't say I was perfect. I wanted to tell you of God's love, and Christ died for sinners. You know, when people start talking like that, is that they, in their pride of their own, of themselves, and the fact that you think I am so bad, you think I'm an evil person. Well, God says that we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And he tells us there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. That there is not a righteous man, that we've all sinned. God says that we're all evil people. He provided one sacrifice. And if you will receive Christ, if you will trust Christ to make things right between you and God, God will receive you into his family. And God will blot out the handwriting of ordinance. He'll blot out that sinful record of yours that is against you, so that in that day when you stand before him, there is no sin. See, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. None whatsoever. Not a single thing on your account by God against you, because he's blotted it out with the blood of Christ. Christ paid the sin debt in full. God knows of you, of every thought that has ever walked across your brain. He's still willing to use you. He will use sinners such as I to take the message of the gospel of Christ. Have you ever presented yourself to God, offered up yourself to God for his use? You give yourself over to him. We give ourselves over to pleasure and to other things. But what about today saying, Lord, I want to give myself to you for your service. Wherever you'd have me to go, wherever you'd have me to serve, that's what I want to do. Now, Father, I pray that someone today will take that step and make that decision to serve the Lord Christ wherever the Lord would have them to go. We know that thou wouldest provide always for Jesus' sake. Amen. Let's continue today on our program of looking at Exodus chapter 32. When Moses has coming down from the mount, and the scriptures have been given to him, written on by the finger of God, Moses is greeted by Joshua in verse 17 of Exodus 32. Joshua has gone back and he is telling Moses, listen at this, which is going on. And Moses says, no, in verse 18, it's not the voice of them that shout for mastery, neither is it the voice of them that cry for being overcome, but the noise of them that sing do I hear. Now see, an older seasoned man knew what was going on and what was the mind of the people as they were down at the base of the mount, saying what they were saying and doing what they were doing. Moses had to explain to young Joshua, it's not the voice of them that, not the sound of a shout of victory. They're not rejoicing about some great victory they've won, nor is it the shout of them being defeated. It's the noise of some kind of singing that I hear, not the doleful mourn of defeat, nor the victorious shout of victory, but some kind of singing is being done. And we'll go down and look at this, Joshua. Verse 19, and it came to pass, as soon as he came nigh to the camp, that he saw the camp, the calf. Now the Lord had told him what he was going to see there, but he now sees it for himself. And he saw the calf and the dancing. And Moses' anger waxed hot, and he cast the tables out of his hands and brake them beneath the mount. Now Moses had greater zeal for God and his holiness and his commands than he had for an object that the Lord had made as a special object, two objects, the tables of the law. Moses was, again, remember, he was concerned about the holiness of God. He was concerned about the reputation of God. And he did not want anyone to violate God's holiness. He loved the Lord. He loved the holiness of God. Through those laws, the tables broke those stones in his hands, broke them beneath the mount. Say the Lord was upset with Moses? No. Moses had pleaded God's cause. He shattered those, as this is God's law. They had broken the law, and now the Lord is turning Moses loose to carry the message to them. In verse 20, he took the calf that they had made and burned it with fire and ground it to powder and strewed it on the water and made the children of Israel to drink it. I've often thought about how people today, would they have today, if this were to happen, someone had made a golden calf and people were worshiping it, would they have stoned the person who tore it down and destroyed it? See people worshiping things and you tell them there is no life in that, and they will get upset with you. You tell them you watch too much TV. Now you've just gone to meddling. You're not compassionate. You love your sports too much. You love your pleasure too much. You don't give God the first place. Who are you to judge? Would be the answer. Well, the very fact that it stirs you up and gets you upset shows you that you're willing to defend the thing that is pretty obvious that has first place and not God. If it didn't have such a hold on you, you would be saying, well, I'll think about that. Or in your mind, you might quietly think about it. But here they have this idol made. And if you attack a person's idol, and those idols today are music, that's probably the biggest one. That thing will destroy churches. The devil rides in on the back of music and takes the spirituality out of the church, rides through on music, and leaves nothing but dried shells and people who are concerned only about what they like and not what pleases the Lord. So he took the calf, burned it in the fire. Now this is the God they had made and said, these be thy gods, O Israel. This thing was by the fire, you know, is heated. And it was ground to powder. He cast it down. And now he took this calf before the people, the children of Israel, made them to drink the water. Oh, yes. That's what you will do for your idols. When you worship your idol, you make it become a part of you. And it's an extension of you. And it's first place in your life. Yes, that's what happened. So, as one commentator said, the operation of grinding were intended to show contempt for such a worthless God. The Israelites were made to remember the humiliating lesson by this state of the water that they had to drink. And Moses does not hold back. He administers very severe punishment. Gold dust is their drink. They drink gold dust. And in verse 21, Moses asked Aaron, "Aaron, what has this people done to thee that thou hast brought so great a sin on them?" They brought sin on themselves. They had Aaron to lead them in this action of bringing sin upon them, opening the door for sin to come flowing in, making a place, a roost for sin to rest in the camp, to bring destruction upon them. Yeah, there are a lot of things that are bringing destruction upon, can bring destruction upon a family. I pray that you will look around. I won't name anything, and you just ask. There are so many times a failure to have a time of devotions for the family together in prayer. One thing you can do, family that will kneel down and pray together. Man told me some years ago, he said, "That saying about the family that prays together stays together, it ain't true." I said, "Well, what do you mean?" Well, he said, "We prayed together all the time, and his family was broken." And looking at the things that he had done. See, people don't realize that prayer is a personal relationship with God. It's not a formality. It's a personal relationship with God. A time in quietness, alone with God. And if you have your right, you have a right relationship with Him, you'll have a right relationship with the other people. You won't be opening up the door to let sin come in and then wondering, where is this coming from? Make sure that things are right between you and the Lord first, and then the Lord can bring that unity and provide that victory that you so long for. So strongly desire. Moses said to Aaron, "What has this people done? They brought this sin on themselves. What did they do to you to make you do this?" And Aaron is going to now start making his story. He'll bring up, present himself good. He'll present himself righteous. That's human nature. These people are ordinary people, just like you and I are. We'll defend ourselves and defend our sin, hide our sin, and turn against God. That's the way the natural man will do. Heavenly Father, we pray thee to help us to side with God in everything and against ourselves and for thy truth and thy righteousness. And Lord, we'll be careful to give thee the glory, the honor, and the grace to thy name for Jesus' sake. Amen.